Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we will have a caller into the show momentarily. This will be our co-host calling in as a client today. Yay! And then we want to have everyone call in that's listening and tuning in and wants to ask their question live and on air. The call-in number is 619-789-6807. Now, don't forget, when you call into today's show, please push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. And this will alert us that you are in the queue and with your hand raised. All right, and it looks like we have our first caller today. Hey, Lily, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I'm your first caller, not a co-host today.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anybody on the show?
We have one other caller, just called in, hasn't even raised their hand yet in the number 1 button for the queue. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, so where do you think that what's going on with Mark Lavaca as far as him calling me, as far as his contract?
Okay.
You see him calling me? I'm like, okay.
All right, I'm getting, let's see here, 2:30, 3 o'clock. So, yeah, I do see him reaching out and calling, and I think he's going to try and do it on his lunch break here to try and get this done.
Okay, well, he'll call me on my cell, right? Because that's where he thinks I'm on, is on my cell number.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that a priority for him to get done today?
From the looks of it, it is.
Okay, he's not running around today, is he? Because it's a holiday weekend, a lot of people or taking the weekend off.
Well, he is running around a bit today. He does seem busy again, but he's not as busy as he was.
Okay. And there was supposed to be another unexpected client coming my way today. I was wondering, how do you see that?
That's still supposed to pull through.
Okay, I guess I'll keep dialing, smiling then.
Awesome. You on lunch?
Yeah, I'm about to go back now, actually, so.
Okay.
I just got back.
All right. Awesome.
All right, talk to you later.
Have a good day. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, and for those of you that are trying to call in to today's show and have your question answered live and on air, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. This will alert us that you have your hand raised in the queue and would like to have your question answered. All right, and for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. We have a $5 special and we have a $15 special that are on sale today as well. Please don't forget to check those out for all of your private reading needs. Now, we also feature a scheduler on our website, and all you would have to do is, after making payment for the particular amount of time that you want, you would go back to the homepage and click on the Book Now button. The Book Now button feature will allow you to book and schedule the time slot for your reading. All right, and I have a caller here. Not quite sure if you can or cannot raise your hand with the phone you're using. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to try and take you on air and see if you have any questions. This is caller by area code 202. Hello, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from,
Hello.
And go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Tierra.
Yes,
Hello.
Tierra, and what's your question?
Well, I had a question. I was wanting to know about my love life.
Okay. What would you like to know about your love life?
Where is it headed? Am I going to ever get married and find Mr. Perfect?
Okay, let's see here. Give me one moment, please.
Yes.
All right. Well, it does look like you are going to find the person and then get married. I can't see you doing one before the other. But it looks like, sweetie, you are going to have that in your life, and you're well on your way within this year to that happening. Okay? What I feel, though, is that you need to be able to cleanse yourself from the people of the past on this particular subject, because, you know, while they may not come back or communicate, I feel like you need to do some cut and clearing when it comes to energy, and you need to be able to cleanse the old energy of the past off of yourself from those other people that were out there that were no good at this point, and then you will move forward very rapidly and very speedily. I see like you're running right into the next relationship, and it's going to be a good one. What I want you to do right now is also focus on your financial, for this month is supposed to be a great time for financial benefit for you. Are you looking for anything new?
Actually, no. I did start a new job working at a barbershop on Sundays.
Okay.
So maybe that's
so
where you see the financial growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could very well be it there. I think that's a good step in the right direction, but there's also something else going on. So right now, I want you to keep your eyes peeled for other opportunities that might come your way or that you might want to go out and grab, okay?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say to be looking out, are you meaning like be careful what I spend my money on or...
Opportunities to make more money. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Not what you spend in or what you're doing with the money, but where the money's coming from, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay. I have one more question if you don't mind.
All right, well, seeing as how you're the only caller on the show right now, then I'm going to allow it, but we normally only do one question per caller, and the one before you is the co-host of the show, so go right ahead.
Okay. Well, about the guy that you see in my future, can you tell me when do you see him coming into my life?
Well, like I said, it seems to be this year that you're on track for that. You've got the timeline. However, I cannot pinpoint that exactly down to, you know, the month or the week right now. Normally people will tell you, I love giving timelines. I love trying to get as precise with them as I possibly can. But this one seems to be about you right now, focusing on clearing out the old so the new can come in. And then once that happens, the timeline should become more clear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. For those of you calling and listening into today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. All right, we have another caller here. Our next caller is Melinda Tolson. Hello, please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Melinda, and I'm calling from London, England.
Okay, cool. And how can I help you today?
Hi. I'm getting mixed messages through a friend of mine, long-term friend, and I'm interested in this person. We've known each other for 12 years, and I'm not sure what his intentions are.
Okay. All right, you know what I keep on seeing here is you guys doing this romantic dance, as I call it. You know, in one way, you guys have an obvious attraction to each other, but, you know, this one, like you said, isn't really making those feelings very clear, okay, because they're not stepping forward and saying, hey, let's go out and let's make it a date, you know. What I feel is, There's a little bit of awkwardy going on right now, but the cloud of awkwardy should be able to pass in the next few weeks. And I feel that they will make their intentions clear. I feel that this could be a beautiful relationship, and I think that you guys have a very strong connection to one another. Now, mind you, you both need a little bit of work on your characters, you know. Of course, you need to work on some things about yourself. They need to work on some things about themselves. And, you know, everybody needs to grow and everybody needs to continue to grow. We never stop growing or learning and prospering throughout life. So in this aspect, I feel that right now, you know, just kind of go with the flow on this one like you have been. I know you've been quite a bit patient already, but I am telling you that it will be revealed, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Enjoy your weekend. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, and for those of you that would like to call into today's show, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. Please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touchtone phone when you call in. This will alert us that you have your hand raised in the queue and would like your question answered live and on air. For those of you out there that would also like a private reading, the website is howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And we have a lot of great specials over there. We have a $5 special and we have a $15 special. The $5 special gets you 10-minute reading. And then we also have the 30-minute reading available. So please check them out at howpsychic.com. We're now going to listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness. This is by the artist Zarina. We're now listening to track number 3, The Angel's Smile. Don't forget the CD can now be found at Zarina1.com. That is Zarina1.com.
Bye.
Oh, there we go. I was on mute. All right, we have another caller here with area code 404. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tim, calling from Georgia.
Yes, hello, and how can I help you?
Hi, I wanted to know, because I'm kind of, like, I have, like, some intuitiveness, but not always there or know how to use it. And I have a best friend who lives down here, and she got into a relationship with a guy. And for some strange reason, when I come around, it seems like I get this feeling like he has something against me. Do you see me doing anything to offend him or to make him feel a certain kind of way about me?
Okay, here. Well, no, but what I do feel is that sometimes people can sense that you can see the truth about them, and they don't like that at all, especially when they're trying to hide that from the person that they're coming around to be about.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be careful around this guy, because this guy, he's not a good guy, and I think that maybe you should warn your friend about this individual, or at least try to.
Normally when stuff like this
happens, you have to just go on that gut, and you have to go on that instinct, okay?
Yes, because I was in, like, I've been having, like, me and my cousins been having dreams about this guy, and not good dreams about him, because something, we keep saying something don't feel right, you know, as far as, like, intuition-wise,
yeah.
Like, gut-wise, but my friend's kind of like a dramatic, and she might, I didn't want her to take it as, oh, she's not happy that I'm in a relationship, and it's not that, it was just, we felt this strange something being covered.
Okay, then what you do is you just let her know. She's going to take it however she's going to take it, but at least you let her know. And then by the time something do go down, if she don't listen to you, she'll know why she should have listened to you in the first place. Sometimes it's not our job to determine how a person's going to take the message so much as it is just delivering the message, okay?
Okay, so what should I don't know how to, one more thing. I don't know how to confront her, I mean tell her, because she's pregnant now with his child, and it happened so quickly.
What you do is you tell her that, you know, you're not trying to judge the guy or anything like that, and that you're going to support her no matter what she does, but that you feel something is off about this guy, that something just doesn't fit. And then you go from there. You might also want to do a little research on the guy's name and his origin, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Is
Thank
he
you
dangerous?
For calling in.
Okay, cool.
I don't know, hon. We only do one question per caller on the show, okay?
Okay, well, thank you for all the help that you have given.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we have one and final caller for today's show. Our next caller is area code 724. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Sure. My name is Missy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and I wanted to know what's coming up for me as far as love's concerned.
Okay. Do you have a more specific question than just that for me?
I just want to know if you see somebody, you know, a relationship or...
Okay. Well, you're doing very generalized today, and that's all right. What we will do here is we're going to delve a little bit into two different positions, okay? First one is a guy from the past who, let's say, is communicated but hasn't gone anywhere with it, okay? And then the next thing is that there is a new person, a new individual coming into your life around the 10th to about the 12th of April, okay? The new person seems to be a much better potential, has the communication skills down pat, and has some stability in their own life where, you know, they're not going to be just someone to, let's say, drain you. So the old person, I feel, will eventually come forward in their own way, but I don't think they're ever really going to put forward the best possible effort very soon. If anything, there is a lot of potential with the old person, but that potential will not show its true self until the end of this year in December, okay? The new person coming in, like I said, we're looking between the 10th and the 12th of next month in April. Much better opportunity there, the attractions there, on more levels than one. This is positive, and I'm feeling here that this individual has a lot of the same intellectual likes that you have, as well as the spiritual side. Okay?
Okay. Wow. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and for all of those out there tuning in and listening to today's show, we wanted to thank you for doing so. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. And we have a $5 special. We have a $15 special going on right now on our website, which will end at about 5 p.m. today. So please don't forget to take advantage of those great specials now while they last. All right, everyone. We want to wish you namaste and love and light. We wish you a wonderful day and the wonderful rest of the week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.